This is Charlie O'Connor in Ottawa with a bit to say about the People's Commission based out of Montreal, and a report recorded June 7th on the streets of Ottawa with regards to an information picket staged by the People's Commission. The People's Commission on Immigration Security Measures has been established to investigate and report on the actions of Canadian officials and Canadian government bodies in relation to the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act, to make recommendations for appropriate legal or popular actions against Canadian officials and security certificates, and or organizations found responsible for abuses. Also, to recommend changes to the current legal and procedural frameworks governing the issues being investigated. We're outside of 80 Wellington. It's the Prime Minister's office. There was a demo here today that came and went. We're going to talk with some of the people who were here. Could you give us a quick description of what you saw here this afternoon?
I guess there was probably a dozen and a half people here this afternoon. We were mostly here just to show our presence, to hold up. We have some signs that say, deport Solberg, immigrants in, Solberg out. Stephen Harper has blood on his hands.
Monty Solberg, that's the immigration minister?
The immigration minister, yeah. And as far as I understand, I heard that he went to go speak at a church group's AGM last week, and there was a demonstration there of some concerned citizens as well. It didn't allow him to speak, and he wouldn't actually speak with anyone when he saw that there was people that had questions for him. He just went to give a speech, but then when people started asking questions, he ran out of the building and would only say that the police are going to deal with this, and then went into his limousine and sat in it in the middle of the street while it was blocked by demonstrators for close to 15 minutes. And everyone was peaceful. I mean, people, it seemed, just wanted to get a response from him and wanted to know, what his policy was. I mean, we know what his policy is on deportations to torture and things like that. But he really wasn't interested in speaking. So I guess we won't be seeing much more of him out of his bat cave these days.
Can you tell us about some of the things you have strapped to your bike here?
I've got a big burlap judge's head. It's an evil judge, to kind of signify, while they're all fine and good here in Canada and they're paid quite handsomely for the judgment that they do, a lot of the times, and especially in the case of security certificate gentlemen, it can end up in deportation and torture. And a lot of the times in Harkat's case, the problem that I see is that the evidence they have against Harkat was obtained under torture. So it's kind of to show that judges maybe aren't always working in our best interest.
For more information about the People's Commission, log on to www.peoplescommission.ath.cx. It's www.peoplescommission.ath.cx. This has been Charlie O'Connor reporting for Groundwire.